reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Messiah of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess named Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. In coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
There are three main figures, among others, in today's feast. First is Jesus himself, who today was consecrated to the Lord. His whole life was one of consecration. He had taken our own nature precisely in order to give it in a holy offering to the Father in order to save us from our sins. But just like all those firstborn at the time of the Exodus, from that point forward, when their lives were saved, the Lord had decreed that the firstborn male who opens the womb should be consecrated to the Lord. And so Jesus, in anticipation of that new and eternal covenant he would bring about in his body and blood, was consecrated according to the law, according to that first covenant that he himself would perfect. And so for us, every time we come to church, but particularly on the day of our baptism, we are consecrated to the Lord. We are made totally his. And one of the points in life is not to be a spiritual Indian giver the rest of the way, trying to take back what had been given to the Lord. The reality is most of us are spiritual Indian givers. We keep saying, "Mine, my time, my money, my life," whereas we're all given over to the Lord. And the point of real Christian happiness and holiness is to live that consecration like Jesus lived his. The second major figure is the Blessed Virgin Mary. This feast of the Lord's presentation is also traditionally the feast of her purification, because on the day when young parents brought their children to the temple to be presented to the Lord, that was the first day the woman could enter into the temple. She needed to be purified of her pregnancy. Now, most of the time when we hear that word purification with our own ears, we think we need to be cleaned of something dirty. In the Old Covenant, purification was to sanctify and consecrate what was already holy. If you had touched blood, you needed to be purified, not because the blood was considered dirty, but because the blood was considered sacred. And so the purification rites always involved specifically taking what was sacred and not treating it as profane, but giving it precisely over to God. And Mary, as a mother, the whole process of childbirth was considered sacred. And specifically the effusion of blood that normally accompanies childbirth was meant to be offered totally over to the Lord. The distinction, of course, for Mary was there was no blood. She didn't give birth the way typical women give birth. She gave birth miraculously. The child Jesus not basically breaking her hymen, but passing out through the walls of her stomach, just like Jesus would have passed through the closed doors of the upper room after the resurrection. She was always a virgin during childbirth, not just before and after. But nevertheless, just like her son Jesus was baptized in order to fulfill the entire law, so she herself was purified then, even though she was already totally consecrated to the Lord. In the first reading today, from the prophet Malachi, we talk about how the one who is coming would be like a refiner's fire or a fuller's lyre, refining and purifying silver. That's the way he will purify the sons of Levi, so that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Jesus was that refiner's fire, making the gift of his mother ever more complete. And so when we come here, we recognize that the Lord, like a refiner, wants to purify us, who are called to be a kingdom of priests for God our Father. That we're not yet fully there, even though we might have come with the total willingness to give of ourselves, body and soul, 100% of our mind, heart, soul, and strength to God. We need the Lord's help. Today he lights us on fire. He wants to burn away whatever dross is there, so that we might be full carats for him. And the third major figure in the presentation is Simeon. He had waited his entire life for the coming of the Messiah. And moved by the Holy Spirit, he went to the temple that morning, and he saw the Messiah. He embraced him in his arms, and he gave that beautiful prayer that the church prays every night before we go to bed in Compline. Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace. My life's been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen your salvation, haven't just looked ahead toward it, knowing that one day it would come in faith, but I have seen it. A light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel. Jesus had come as that light into the world, that refiner's fire which gives off heat and light. He was radiating right then, and he had so much light that he was going to make us capable, when we encounter him like Simeon encountered him, not only praising the light, but becoming the light ourselves, glowing just as refined gold and silver does in the furnace, glowing with the light and the warmth of the Lord. And just like Jesus' presentation was a foretaste of the new covenant that he himself would inaugurate, so Simeon recognized that that light would also be a sign of contradiction, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. That light would expose precisely what wants to continue to dwell in darkness. And so the Lord comes to us this morning as the light of the world, a light so brilliant that all our defects are totally exposed. All our impurities are exposed. All our going through the motions are exposed. All our when the heck is he going to finish is exposed. All of our wanting to go about the rest of the day doing our own thing is exposed. All of those little venial sins that we have are exposed. They're all exposed. Our hearts totally exposed before him and all the angels and saints. That's what the Lord does. He doesn't want to leave it there. He wants, like that refiner, to purify it all. But we have to give him permission. And we have to enter into that furnace. Simeon encountered the Lord just in his arms and with his eyes. We will have the opportunity to encounter the Lord on the inside as his body, blood, soul, and divinity enters within us, gets digested, and starts to spread throughout all of us. And this is the means by which we are able to join his total consecration of the Father. But we can only do that to the extent that we are all the Lord's. Today, we ask that light, that lie, that fire, through the intercession of the purified Blessed Virgin Mary and of Saint Joseph, Simeon, and Anna, to help us recognize that we are not supposed to be spiritual Indian givers, but every day offer ourselves whole and entire as a living sacrifice to the Lord.